Hello, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Pauline. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi, friends. I'm Peter. We talked about some fun things this week, and today I'm glad that we can review all of those things together.
So, what's been going on with you lately, Peter?
Oh, well, not much. Just teaching English. And I think I thought of a good mystery.
Oh, really?
Yes, this week we had a mystery, right? Maybe I can think of my own mystery.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, it's not quite done yet.
Come on, let's hear it.
Okay, well, there was a carrot on a table, and there was a bunny in the room. The carrot disappeared.
Oh, I think maybe we should leave the real mysteries to mystery.
Hey, come on. The rabbit ate the carrot. That's a mystery.
Okay, let's start our review by looking at the lessons.
Okay, fine. And then we'll ask you some questions, so make sure to pay attention, okay? All right, let's watch them together.
I'm excited about tomorrow. It's July 4th.
I know. July 4th is my favorite American holiday.
How do you usually celebrate?
I watch the parade and fireworks.
I also like those.
What about you?
I usually have a big party with friends.
Then let's have a barbecue.
What are you doing, Alex?
Hi, Susie. We need things for the barbecue tomorrow. I'm making a shopping list.
What's on your list?
Well, I need some plates and forks.
Who is bringing the food?
James is buying meat. Others are bringing potato chips, soft drinks, and salads.
I can bring something, too.
Happy 4th of July, Rob.
Thanks, James.
It's 11:30. We should probably go to the Jungle Cafe for the barbecue now.
You're right. I'm going to help Alex grill the food.
I bought some juice for the barbecue. It's in my car.
I can help you carry it to the Jungle Cafe.
Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome.
Hi, Susie. Did you have a hamburger? They're yummy.
Yes. I also had a hot dog and 2 pieces of apple pie. Oh.
Rob did a great job grilling the food.
He did. Do you think the food is good in Singapore?
Sure, it is. Why do you ask?
Linda went to Singapore with her aunt. It sounds interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that. I hope she has fun.
I am at the police station. We are having a party this afternoon. There are a lot of drinks and snacks. Then Mr. F comes in. He has a cake. He puts it on his desk. I have nothing to do. I sit at my desk. I turn on some music. Then I take a nap. Suddenly, I wake up. Someone is calling my name. It's Mr. F. He looks unhappy. He wants my help.
What's wrong?
I ask.
My cake is gone.
he says.
You have to help me find it.
Did you eat it?
I ask.
No,
says Mr. F.
It was on my desk.
Now it's not there. Someone here is a thief.
We go to Mr. F's desk. There is an empty box, but there is no cake. Where is the thief? Then I see something. It is an ant. I look around. There are many ants. They are walking in a line. I follow the ants. They walk down the hall and under a door. I open the door. There is a woman. She is eating the cake.
How did you find me?
She asks.
That was a piece of cake.
Hi, Susie. Did you meet our new coworker yet?
Yes. I like her. She is friendly and she has a nice smile.
That's good. Tell me about her. What does she look like?
Well, she has blonde hair. She isn't too tall or too short.
What's her name?
Her name is Tina Jensen. She just moved here from Colorado.
I just met Tina. She seems a little shy and quiet, but I like her.
I do too. It is nice to have a few quiet people. We have enough loud people here.
That's true. What else do you know about Tina?
Well, she is married, but she doesn't have any children.
What does her husband do?
He's a high school teacher. He teaches math.
Hey, Rob. Have you met our new coworker yet?
Yes, I have met Tina. She's the new secretary.
I haven't met her yet. Maybe she's hiding from me.
No, she is too busy to do that. She has a new job to learn.
I know, but I want to introduce myself to her.
You should. She's about my height and has blonde hair.
Hello, are you Alex?
Yes, I am. You must be Tina. You have blonde hair and you're neither too tall nor too short.
That's right.
How did you know who I was?
Well, Susie said you wear glasses and you have black hair. And Rob told me you're Asian.
That's right. Well, it's nice to finally meet you.
It's nice to meet you too.
Oh, that's good.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
All right, Pauline, I am ready for any question. I can even tell you a mystery if you would like. Okay, there was a cat and a mouse and...
I think just answering the answers will be enough.
Okay, fine, but you know, just in case.
Okay, here's a question for you. Tomorrow is July 4th. And?
4th of July. That's the answer.
No, I haven't started the question. Wait. Tomorrow is July 4th. It is Alex's favorite American holiday. Why?
Because he is American.
Well, no.
Oh, that's right. He's our intern from Taiwan. Well, it must be the barbecue, because I know Taiwanese. They like barbecue.
Yes, they are celebrating with a barbecue. But that's not the reason.
Oh, okay, now I gotta think. I know. It is Alex's favorite American holiday, because he likes the parade and the fireworks.
Yes. Okay, here's another one. Where do they have the barbecue?
Well, of course, outside. Barbecue makes lots of smoke, and you should always have barbecue outside. It's July.
Well, no, Peter. This time, it's not outside.
Oh. Well, maybe that's a good idea, because sometimes it can rain or be too windy. I hate that. So, was it at the Jungle Cafe?
There you go. Yes. Good job.
Great. Well, I have a question for you. Mr. E is at the police station. What is a police station?
Oh, well, a police station is where the police work. It's their building.
That's right. And if you have a problem, that's where you go. So when we find Mr. E and find the answer, he says, piece of cake. What does that mean?
That's a piece of cake. That means it's easy. Your question was easy. That's a piece of cake.
That's right. Very good job. Well, friends, now it's time to take a short break. We'll see you after this.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, everyone. This was a great week to learn together. I enjoyed watching our lessons together with you.
Yes. Hey, we had a new coworker this week. What is a coworker?
That's right. We do have a new coworker. A coworker is someone who works with you.
Yeah, this word co just means with. So it's someone you work with. A coworker. Her name is Tina. What does she look like?
Oh, well, she is medium height, and she has long blonde hair.
I kind of think that she looks like you.
What? No. We look way different. But we are both kind and beautiful.
Well, now it's time to look at those features. We can watch them together. All right, here we go.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and welcome to Jack's File. Today I'm getting ready to go to a barbecue. A barbecue is a fun party. You cook good food outside, and you eat it with good friends. Going to a barbecue is a wonderful way to enjoy a holiday. And today is July 4th, so I'm going to celebrate America's birthday with my friends.
A barbecue is a fun kind of party. People can have a barbecue at a park or in their own backyard. For barbecue, people grill food outdoors. The word barbecue can be a kind of party or it can be a way to cook food. Barbecue and grill can mean the same thing. People usually barbecue or grill meat. They cook hamburgers or hot dogs. Sometimes they cook chicken, steaks, or fish too. Food grilled outside always tastes good. But people can grill more than just meat. Some people grill vegetables or fruit. It tastes really good too. When you grill or barbecue, you often put spices on the meat first. That makes it taste even better when it's cooked. When you grill, you must be careful of the grill. It's very hot. You don't want to burn yourself or your food. When you're invited to a barbecue, you often bring some other food too. You may bring a salad or dessert, or maybe chips or something to drink. Everyone has a good time at a barbecue, and they eat a lot.
Well, I'm ready to go to the barbecue. I'm taking a dessert to share with my friends, who will grill hamburgers and hot dogs at the party. It will be a lot of fun, and we will eat a lot. I hope you can enjoy a barbecue sometime. Thanks for joining me today. See you next time on Jack's File. Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about describing people, and here to answer our question is my guest, Niece Shay.
Hi Rob.
Hello Niece. Hey Niece, you are an English teacher, right?
That's right.
I have a question here from Xu Yang of Guangzhou, China. Can you help us answer it?
I'll try.
Great. Xu writes, I am a writer. I write stories. Many times I need to describe people in my books. I know how to describe people in Chinese. Can you teach me how to describe people in English?
Great question, Xu. I'd be glad to help.
So, what are some ways that we can describe people?
Well, we can talk about someone's height.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Are they tall? Are they short? Or maybe they are medium height.
Yes, you can also talk about someone's hair. Do they have long hair or short hair? What color is their hair?
Right, is their hair black, blonde, brown, red, gray, white, purple?
Oh, and don't forget eye color.
Oh, yes. People may have brown eyes, black eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, gray eyes, and more.
Yes. You can also talk about the country someone is from.
Yes. For example, if someone is from Mexico, he is Mexican. Or if a person is from Japan, she is Japanese.
One thing to be careful of is when you describe someone's weight. You don't want to call people fat or skinny. Sometimes people can think that is rude.
Good advice, Niece. Well, I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I found you. Are you okay?
Michelle just broke up with me.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. So why were you looking for me?
Do you want to go see a movie after school?
Thanks, Spencer. But I am too sad to go out with anyone to do
anything. I heard that. That was a super sentence.
Super sentence, man.
Yes, it is. I and Paul said a super sentence. The super sentence for today is someone is to, adjective, to do something.
But I said I am too sad to go out.
Oh, that's okay. That's close enough. I am too sad to go out. That works too. That's a super sentence. And I'm sorry that you're sad, but maybe a super sentence will cheer you up.
Maybe.
Okay, well then come on. Try another one. Okay.
My dog is sick. She is too sick to eat.
She is too sick to eat. I'm sorry about your dog, but that was a super sentence. What about you? Can you say one?
Yes. Matthew Bernard is the most popular guy in school. He is too cool to talk with us.
Ooh, he is too cool to talk with us. I'm sorry you guys aren't cool enough, but that was a super sentence. Remember, guys. A super sentence every day. Say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Spencer. I am too sad to go out with anyone to do anything tonight.
But you're sad, bro. Maybe you need to go out with us. It'll be good for you to join us for a movie.
Maybe. Okay. Cool. Wait. We? Us? Who's us?
My girlfriend and me. I have these 4 tickets.
Girlfriend? Oh man, I miss my girlfriend. She was the girl of my dreams. I can't go with you.
But I'll take my ticket.
Maybe Michelle can go.
Maybe I can take this movie ticket. Maybe I can join you guys. Be a third wheel. It won't be awkward, will it? Okay, let's go.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. We always love reviewing our lessons with you. It's a lot of fun.
And we will have more interesting lessons next week. And every Saturday, we can review those lessons together, right here.
Hey, Tina invited us to have dinner later. Can you make it?
What time?
I think it was at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock tonight?
Yes.
Sure, yes, I can make it.
Okay.
Thank you for inviting me.
Of course, it will be fun. And today was fun, too, to talk about all of this with you. Next week, we will have all new lessons.
But for now, we're out of time, and it sounds like we have dinner plans now.
That's right. But don't forget to come back on Monday. We start learning new lessons. We'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.